BBC News with Gareth Barlow. President Trump has warned North Korea that things will happen to them like they never thought possible. Mr. Trump said maybe early statement warning of fire and fury to North Korea was not tough enough, but he also said we'll always consider negotiations. The Kenyan Electoral Commission says opposition allegations that hackers have been able to change the election results are baseless. A senior official said that a failed attempt by unknown hackers had targeted the wrong server. The opposition insists its leader, Raila Odinga, was the winner of Tuesday's presidential poll. A report by the top US military academy says the Nigerian Islamist militant group Boko Haram has used more female suicide bombers than any other insurgency. In more than half of attacks since 2011, women or girls were used. The British authorities say modern slavery has become so widespread that there are victims in every town and city across the country. Sexual exploitation is the most common form of modern slavery, but international criminal gangs are active in many sectors. A new study suggests that climate change has had a significant impact on the timing of river floods across Europe over the past 50 years. The researchers found that in some regions, earlier snowmelt, caused by rising temperatures, results in floods that come a week earlier on average. An international report compiled by a US government agency confirms that 2016 was the warmest year on record, the third consecutive record-breaking year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the record heat is the combination of global warming and a strong El Niño weather phenomenon. And police in Tanzania say they have killed 13 people suspected to be behind recent murders of security officials in the southern region of the country. Police say the alleged criminals were killed in a shootout with security personnel. And that's the BBC News.